And I'm the Northwestern Colorado Communications Manager for CDOT.
That's Elise Thatcher. She says the impacts won't be too bad through Glenwood Canyon during the extended holiday weekend.
We will have one lane eastbound open, two lanes open westbound. Eastbound, we have that one lane open because the work that's taking place to rebuild the roadway right at mile point 123.5, Blue Gulch. That work is continuing, and we encountered some setbacks last week so that we are at one lane for the holiday rather than two. But it's a wider lane than usual. It's been straightened out, so it's less curvy. And that way, it's as easy as possible for traffic to move smoothly through there on the holiday weekend.
Those delays crews encountered last week that Thatcher mentioned, those are because so many tons of debris washed down canyon drainages during summer monsoon rains that CDOT officials and contractors are only now getting a glimpse at a massive clogged box culvert and learning what it will take to repair it.
So we have entered a new phase of work where we are rebuilding the remaining side of the concrete box culvert that's underneath the roadway. So when you're rebuilding damage like what we saw after the material flows this summer, you have to build things in phases so that you don't have to shut the road down entirely. So the work that's been taking place thus far has been more on the internal lanes, with the lane that's closer to the river being closed so that we can get the work done there. The concrete box culvert is, with that work, rebuilt in one portion. We finally were able to reach the other part of the concrete box culvert that was last week, and we're able to get eyes on the entirety of the damage, and it's extremely damaged. So we need to rebuild that part of the concrete box culvert, which goes underneath the roadway, to make sure that it's safe for both lanes to be reopened.
And though holiday travelers will get a reprieve from road construction in the canyon over the next 4 days, Thatcher says to expect traffic holds as major work ramps back up next week.
So we are alerting drivers to be aware of traffic impacts next week. That's the week after Thanksgiving. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll have traffic holds between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. So if you're planning on driving through the canyon at that time, you'll want to be prepared for delays. So there will be 20 to 30-minute holds. And we'll be monitoring traffic so that it doesn't back up too far. But there will be those delays that travelers should plan for.
As for December's holidays into the new year, well, construction crews in Glenwood Canyon aren't departing anytime soon.
Those 20 to 30 minute holds will likely happen several times from next week through until potentially early January. That's because we have to take advantage of every possible moment for doing, in this case, it's going to be helicopter operations, rock scaling, and clearing rocks out from the rockfall fencing in Glenwood Canyon. So I would plan for those kinds of impacts to be happening again through December. But we'll try to give you as much of a heads up as possible every time that's added to the calendar. And we will certainly be having all construction information, real-time updates on CoTrip.
So a mix of good and bad news. Thatcher sums it up like this.
We are eyes on the prize for getting the remaining material as much as possible out of the canyon before spring flows. So that means clearing out the rockfall that's been caught in the netting above the road, clearing the material that's next to the road, and then also clearing material out of the river.
For KDNK, I'm Morgan Neely.